Sometimes, if you want to get your message across, you have to come at it from a different angle. It's not always enough just to state the facts. And I think that oftentimes on websites, we do just state the facts. We say what it is that we do or want to, the audience to do. And we're very direct and to the point. And the reason I've been thinking about this is because I've been working on the Headscape site at the moment, where me and Ryan are looking at revamping it and bringing it a bit more up to date. And we're looking at different ways of presenting the information, because if you look at most web design sites, you know, it has services and it has, you know, about us and here's our portfolio and that kind of stuff. And it's very, what's the word, bland, right? It's presenting the facts. And I really believe that to really engage with people, you need to do more than just present the facts. You certainly need to do more than just list the things that you do or you're offering. You need to, for a start, talk in terms of what the user gets out of it. So instead of me writing, for example, with the Headscape site about, you know, we offer this service and we offer that service, instead, we need to talk about the benefits that it provides the client, that, you know, we save the client time, we save them hassle, we generate more return on investment, those kinds of things. But even that, I don't think, is enough. We need to be going beyond even that. Stories is another good way of really engaging with people. I think we all respond very well to stories. It helps us to visualize the situation. It helps us to place ourselves in that situation and kind of imagine this, what's going on. So telling the story of an existing project that we've done before maybe is a good example on the Headscape site. But then sometimes you want to come at it just from a completely surprising angle to almost not shock people necessarily, but grab their attention and grab them by the scruff of the neck. And it reminds me of a post that I submitted ages ago, which were the 10 things a web designer would never tell you. And when I originally wrote this post, it was essentially me lecturing website owners about, you know, things that they shouldn't do, you know, and it was quite dull and quite dry and, to be honest, quite negative. So what I did instead is flip the whole thing on its head, and instead wrote a post basically saying all web designers are liars. And these are the top lies that they tell. And then I list 10 lies, which are actually, in truth, 10 examples of good practice. But by flipping it on its head and leaving it dripping with sarcasm, it actually really grabbed people's attention. Some people fell for it, and then towards the end they realized their mistake, and then they sent it on to friends. So it had this viral quality. But also, because it was shocking, it grabbed people's attention. And that's what I think we ought to be doing. We ought to be looking at ways of shaping our message so that it's much more engaging.